Danny Schaefer live and local here on the Q105. Thanks for the teacher shout out. I say everything that you read from one of our fine teachers that's listening just sent me a text here at Q105, 419-240-1055. I try to pump up the teachers whenever I can, Susie.
You feel their pain, man.
Cloudy, chance of scattered showers and possible thunderstorms, high near 75. It's 66 now. I just so appreciate them, especially now when you got teenagers in high school. It's just like, oh, yeah, dealing with all of that. But they're usually nicer to their teachers than they are their parents.
Yeah, well,
642. All right, so we're doing this European flyaway thing. Teaming up with American Airlines, Toledo Express Airport, Toledo Lucas County Port Authority, giving you and a guest a chance to win a $2,000 voucher to one of six European destinations from Toledo Express Airport. So we do it at 8:20, and then again at 1:20, and then at 3:20. So we will just take a qualifier.
Okay.
It's that simple, like we did yesterday.
Nice.
And then later on, after that, we do the...
Oh, the
4K
keyword.
A day deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Listen up for that. All right, did I do the forecast today? Cloudy chances of scattered showers today, possible thunderstorms. It's basically the same thing as yesterday with a high of 75. It's 66 right now at the Cumulus Compound. All right, so play along right now. Matchbox 20. That's a big concert, right? People like that.
Yeah,
they want to go to that.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah. All right, so here's how you're going to win our last pair. You have to call up or text me about something about your significant other. Now, listen, you can be anonymous. I won't, you know, bust you if you send me a text, or if you call, you can go as anonymous. Something about your significant other that drives you nuts that they don't know. Or maybe they do know and they don't care. They just keep doing it anyway. So I'll give you one. This is one that I don't say anything. Although she was spying on me yesterday and she heard me say it, and I'm just like, oh, that's nice. We have a rule at my house. You don't listen to the show. It's easier. This is Denny's playtime, all right? This is my man cave, all right? I don't want to have to come home and explain myself of why I said this or did this or why we did that, whatever, okay?
We don't even know how.
This is a safe zone for me.
The safety tree.
It's a safe zone for
me.
Yes. I just want to be able to come on the radio and fling it and have fun. It's my safe zone.
Fling your poo.
Because back in the day, it wasn't a safe zone. So I would have the show, and then I would go home, and then for another hour, I have to discuss the show and why I did what I did and this and that. And I'm saying, so look, let's just agree on something right now. You just don't listen.
Yeah.
It's better for everybody involved. And you little spies out there that tell her stuff, zip it.
Do you really think she doesn't listen?
Hello, Tricia.
Good morning.
She did yesterday because she was out. She was heading to Marblehead. She's doing a staging gig out there. So she was, I just heard the one break. And yeah, well, it annoys me too when you floss your teeth.
See? You can't win for losing. I'm telling you, you say don't listen. It's like saying don't look at the elephant in the room. Of course she's going to listen.
But, well, then she's doing a better job of not asking me about it because we never discuss the show. Hardly ever, which
That's
is good.
Fine.
Anyway. So she does this. She'll, you know, I'll be in bed because I go to bed early, and she'll be like flossing, and she'll be flossing her teeth. And when she pulls the floss out of her teeth, it makes that little noise, you know,
that little click.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it hurts. It literally hurts me. So last night we're out to dinner, and she does not believe that misophonia is real.
Look it up in the dictionary.
I showed it to her on my phone. She says, "Look at the last part of that word, phony." It's phony. It's not real.
Oh,
I'm like, listen, it's real. I said, when I was 8 years old, I knew I had an issue because I literally wanted to stab my brother John at every morning breakfast table getting ready for school because he slurped his cereal. And it drove me nuts. And
you're
I literally
talking about it makes me crazy.
I had to stop myself from physically stabbing my older brother because I said, now, does that sound fake to you? No, it's real. Me so funny is real. Somebody chews ice in my ear, I'm punching you in the face. Right? Ice chewing is just, honestly, ice chewing should be outlawed.
Well, and it's not just from other people, it's myself, too. I mean, even if it's your own noise, it irritates you. That's the thing. That's how you know. Because, like, my jaw cracks. And it irritates me.
Yikes.
Yeah, I can see why it would irritate other people, but it irritates me.
That shoots right up in your eardrum there.
That's the worst, dude. That's the worst.
Yeah, exactly. So, and when other people make noises, it's like,
Yeah.
Granted, it's insane. Worse.
So that's one of the things. And I've got a couple others. So, and Susie has some. And Tricia, you got to play along on the show today.
Okay.
The best story. What is something about your significant other that drives you nuts, but they don't necessarily know? They don't know. 419-240-1055. And again, you can be anonymous. Hey, it's our boy, Richie Rich. What? I mean, my brother, Richie. I don't want to say boy because then somebody might say I'm being a racist or something. Hello, Rich. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Denny?
Just living the dream. Living the dream, dude.
And Paul.
What's up?
Hey, Denny, you know what irritates me?
What's that?
She pulls up and blocks my car in when there's... we have enough space that she can pull over to the other side. So I have to move her car out and then pull my car out.
That's inconsiderate. Why would she do that? She just doing that to annoy you?
I don't know. Like I said, she don't realize it, but she pulls in and 'cause she gets off after me. And she pulls in, and she pulls behind me. So in the morning, I can't get out because I have to move her car and then get my car out.
Yeah, I think you want a sick bolo on her. Your dog.
You got to say something to her. Maybe she's just rushing when she gets home and she's not paying attention, so she just pulls in. And you have never said anything, so she assumes that, well, it must not be a big deal, you know?
Have you
said, say something to her, Richie.
Have you told her, Rich?
Yeah, I've told her.
Oh.
That's the irritating part.
Oh.
Yeah, she keeps doing it.
That's the irritating part. I go outside in the morning, early in the morning, and then move her car, and then get my car out. Yeah, the irritating part.
You think
that's
you would have that planned out by now when you have your schedules together.
I'm irritated for him.
I am too. All right, Rich, are you you're just checking in? Okay, cool, dude. All right, man, appreciate it. All right, man, have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Y'all too.
See you, bye. Michael, you're on the queue. What do you got?
What do you do when your kid intentionally looks at you, puts the fork in his mouth, bites down, and scrapes it out?
Oh, the metal on the teeth. I just remembered that.
Looks at you intentionally and then smiles. And I'm like, hate that.
Your kid does that to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's
that's
sick.
Just wrong.
He's sick. Then he looks in and does intentionally. And I'm going to tell him, you're eating soup with a chopstick from now on. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man.
Yeah, that's nails on a chalkboard.
Metal
right
on the teeth is horrible.
Yeah, see, I've never heard that. Now, like a spoon on a dish or something, like a bowl of ice cream or something.
That drives me nuts. Just put it in his mouth and scrape the food out with his teeth. It's the worst thing you can hear in your life.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right, well, I've never heard it, and I hope I never do because I hate to punch your kid. All right, Michael, thanks for playing along. Boom, there's Michael.
I've stood up, and I've walked out of the room, out of the dining room, into the kitchen with my plate, and they're like, we're just kidding, come back. I literally am not going to sit there and listen to it, guys. I know you're trying to mess with me. That's just the one sound. I forgot about it until he said something. I can't handle it.
All right, somebody just sent me a text.
So?
Says, you may not get many calls because people cannot use the tickets you have as a prize. Why can't you use the tickets? It's Matchbox 20 tonight at the zoo. I don't get what that means. What are they saying?
I don't know.
Maybe they just can't go.
No one can. I don't know. You may not get many calls because people can't use the tickets you have
as
a prize.
Weird.
That is a very strange.
Well, if you have the night off and you're near the zoo and you have tickets, guess what? You're going to go.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I'm going to respond back with, huh?
Can you turn the phone thing a little bit for me? Thanks.
Okay. All right, let me grab Ben. Ben wants to play. Well, Ben obviously is playing for the tickets. Hello, Ben. You're on the queue. What's the one thing that drives you nuts from your significant other that they don't know? What is it?
Well, Denny, when we're out there doing a little of them Margies out at Cinco.
Yeah?
My wife has a tendency to go outside and do a little smoking.
Right.
And then she comes back in and she wants to do a little smooching. And it just drives me nuts. I hate nicotine, cigarette kissy.
Wow, and she doesn't know that? You never told her?
I told her, but you know, something is just don't listen.
Huh. Well, that stinks. Hmm. And did she do that before you guys got married?
She smoked before, and then she quit. I told her I hated the, you know, cigarette smoke and so forth. But then her son went to the Marines, and cigarette smoking came back again.
Does she always smoke?
She's nervous.
Does she always smoke when she drinks?
No.
Okay. I've heard a lot of people that will light up just when they have a cocktail or something.
Keep a box of mints in your pocket, and the next time she goes to kiss you, offer her one. She'll get the hint.
That's a good one.
Thanks for looking at that.
All right, Ben, that's not bad. At least Ben's playing along. You might win the tickets, dude, since you're the only one who called. All right, see you. Bye-bye. Oh, it's Rubino, our Rob, the greatest garbage.
How's he doing in the picks?
He's in last place.
All right, cool.
That's all right, though. He's pacing himself. Hello, Rob. You're on the queue.
Keep running your mouth, Paula. Richie Rich, I'm feeling your pain, dude. I'm feeling your pain.
Oh, your wife does the same thing?
Oh, yeah, but she does this other thing. She is like a stickler for the calendar. Hey, we're going to go do this on Saturday. Go write it on the calendar. Go write it on the calendar. Okay, I'll write it on the calendar. Just last night. Hey, honey, what do we got going on Sunday? I don't know. Go check your damn calendar that you make me fill everything out for. Come on. I mean, it's her calendar, right? Okay, it's like, geez, oh, Pete's. Drives me insane.
We have a family calendar, and it's a Google calendar. It's all on our phone, so everybody knows what's up. You guys still have the old school? You write it down?
We write it down on the calendar.
You have a desk calendar?
Where do you keep it? In the kitchen?
Yes.
That's cool. Yep, exactly. We do too.
Drives me insane. What do we got going on? Check your stinking calendar. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
All right. Do it on your phone. It's a lot easier. There you go, Rob. All right, dude. Good luck to you, last place.
He feels good.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.